Shout out to all the scammers, bruv.
Shout out to all the what?
Shout out to all the scammers, bruv.
All the scammers.
Yeah, shout out to all the scammers, especially the UPSs, bruv. The UPS scammers and the DHL scammers there.
Oh yeah, but have you been hit?
They have been visiting me, bruv. I'm telling you, bruv. Yeah. They have been visiting me and everything. I appreciate, yeah. They are working very hard and everything. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. But listen, they need to leave me alone, bro. Because the way they are chasing the bag, I'm chasing the bag too, bro.
Well, I swear to God. Sometimes it's like you're being targeted, bro.
Bro, I'm saying, yo, fam, why are you guys trying to do to me what I'm trying to do to other people, bro? What's wrong with you?
What did they do to you?
Fam, these people are telling me, yo, congratulations, you won this. Just click the link and get in here and get something. Bro, I did not order any parcel, bro. Yeah. And these people are telling me, yo, we apologize that you missed your parcel. Please click the link and reorder your parcel, bruv. I did not order no parcel, fam.
Like, what parcel? Is this so cool? But you know, they catch people with that thing, you know?
Absolutely, bruv.
Today, I don't know about now.
That's bro, the now.
Bro, the fa-
if they're, well, sti- if the they're fact still bombing, yeah, if they're still bombing that shit.
Now.
It's still their work, then.
Now, that was my home girl, yeah. They call her by saying that she has a tax return. Yeah, from the taxman, that she need to click this link and everything. Yeah, so that the money. No, she need to click the link and put in her bank details and everything for her to receive the money. Fam, she put in the bank details and everything. They collected £200 from her, fam.
Easy,
because they're the one where you get.
I'm telling you, bro.
I think I've got one of them texts before. Them HMRC text. Yeah,
you might be old. This,
bro. Click, you go open click up. Clip. There's an HMRC website, but if you see, you know that it's not. Yeah,
or you have gone into the link. Then
I've opened the link.
Oh, you opened the link,
bro.
Okay.
I see tax. You're due a tax.
Yeah. Nah, bro. I'd even do that, bro. I'd even click no link, bro.
Yeah, open up, bro. Open up. As soon as I see .com.
Yeah,
I was like, nah.
That was one that I saw. Yeah, this was from DHL, in quotes. Yeah, they send that. Yeah, fam. When you even read the English, bruv, Baba was doing errors, fam. I said, this one, I'm a chauffeur.
This one, see the work.
This one, see the learn work and everything, man. But listen, but shout out to them, though. You get me? This is the Christmas season, man.
Yeah, everyone is
chasing the bag to take care of family and everything. But please, all you scammers, go and look for somebody else, man. Because the same way you guys are chasing this bag, I'm chasing this bag too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You
know? But on paper, you're a good fit on paper.
How am I a good fit, please?
Because on paper, you see, as paper, they don't know what you like. They just see paper, say you earn so amount, you live here, you do this. So
you fit the box.
Yeah. You just want to drop something.
This one can be careless.
If we collect a couple hundreds.
This one can be careless.
Be like, you know what? I think I ordered something. I can't remember. Let me click.
Oh. And that's how they catch you, bro.
That's how they catch you.
Because
take over your shit.
Because, fam, let me tell you something, yeah? I think at some point, yeah, scamming might become illegal. I don't know if it's illegal now or not. I don't know if people go to jail because of your whatever.
But what do you mean?
Do people go to jail because of that, yeah?
Of course, bro. What are you chatting about?
Yeah?
What are you on about?
I'm just asking, bro.
Yeah, you got proper jail, bro.
You get me? Nah, the reason why I'm saying is,
Yeah,
at some point, they need to look into this. Because I don't know if you guys know, dating apps right now, even restaurants are scamming people now.
Oh.
Keep this, bro. So restaurants, are on dating apps as human beings. Looking for partners and they're looking for dates. Yeah, so you're chatting to them, but you don't know that you're probably chatting with an AI or something.
Mm.
Yeah? And they say, all right, when you guys now chat, and this is like a proper chat. It feels like you're chatting with a human being. You say something funny, the AI lives or whatever the case is. Yeah? And then what happens is, you guys now book a date. But they do it in such a way where the person books a date to that particular restaurant. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Book it to that particular restaurant and everything. The idea of that is when you go there and you're waiting for your date, you are going to be forced to at least buy a drink, innit?
Yeah. Bro, you're joking.
I read the article, bro. It's a real shit.
And then, obviously, half of the men, they get stood up in it because you're going to get there. Nobody's going to turn up.
Both men and women.
Yeah, yeah.
Both men and women. Yeah. You get what I mean? So you're waiting for your date. Yeah. You're right there by the bar, getting yourself a drink and everything.
And you might end up treating yourself to food. Yeah. If your date's not turning up, or your date's not going to turn up. Anyway.
Exactly. So basically, the idea of that is at least... You're buying something.
That is genius thinking still.
But I'm telling you, bro. AI is going to be on some shit, bro.
The AI, whoever is called, that AI will initially, they would eventually say, okay, let's go and eat here. They will probably throw that restaurant
into
their question.
It's the restaurant that created the shit.
Yeah.
You got me?
Bro, that is mad.
So the idea of it is for a woman, the AI might be a man. Whatever the case is,
you know
what I mean? But the thing is, eventually they will say, all right, cool. You know, do you care for a date? Whatever the case is, so place. And then you get there, you're waiting for your date.
Mm.
You know, now you're forced to at least buy a drink.
Yeah.
I think it's smart.
And it's very smart.
It is fucking
but
smart.
But is that not scamming though?
It's not, I mean, it's scamming because obviously they've not promised you anything. Well, they promised you a date though at the end of the day to show up at
No,
least.
You're deceiving me, bruv. You're kind of deceiving me against my will, innit?
Bro.
Nah, because you can just stand up and be like, yeah, I don't think my date turned up, but I'm going to go home. Nobody's going to say, you have to buy something to stay here.
Mm. But you've deceived me to turn up in the first place. Yeah,
exactly, bro. Mm. You coerced me, bro.
No, but you've chatted to an AI, though.
Yeah.
There's a case for the AI.
Well, technically.
There is a case for the AI.
Yo, the way the world is moving right now, there's a case for AI.
But a case for AI, bro.
Yes, now. AI said go get feelings now, at some point.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, bro. Listen, fam. We're going there because I don't know if you guys saw Elon Musk. Elon Musk said, you know, because now they are talking about AIs and robots driving cars and everything. So basically, human beings are reckless. From what they're saying, human beings are reckless. You're driving, you're looking at your phone. Some people are drunk and driving and everything. But they're going to have robots that are obviously going to be driving, which is going to reduce the risk of collusion and accidents and everything.
That is smart. That is just like the self-driving vehicles, isn't it? That we've been hearing about since I was a kid.
But what's your response going to be? I want gauge the response.
Of what?
Of whatever. So your response to what you just said, that is what? Like AI driving cars and stuff.
Bro, I think it's a genius move.
What about you, Toby?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I honestly don't know. That's part of the reason why I've not really bought into like electric cars to start with. I'm still stuck on petrol and everything. I just don't know. I just do not
As in,
know.
Your concerns are the safety. Because my question would be, follow-up question would be like, we let every, like, I mean, if you put a human being and a robot
there
in charge of something, which
there
one do you think
go.
Is safer?
Which,
yeah, yeah no, cool.
Bro, you say,
I
you
get
say,
what you're saying.
You take a taxi, there's a human being driving. You're not in charge of that car. There's a human being driving it. You sit in a bus, there's a human being driving it. You sit in a flipping train, there's a human being controlling a machine.
I'm saying that you're asking me about this, the future shit. I'm still stuck on the old shit. You know what I mean? Like, I've not even really bought into electric cars yet. Mm. You get me? Talking about robots driving
a
car.
Okay, yeah. So it's a big leap.
So it's a big leap for me, yeah? Because I'm thinking, because I'm watching all these movies and everything, yeah? What if we have this evil genius guy or company and everything, yeah? That kind of corrupt these robots and shit. Sort of like, what's it called? iRobots. And now, bro, we are here fighting robots, bro. Do we have a chance, bro?
We do not have
chance. We do not have a fucking chance, bro.
I realize your car will end up in the ocean somewhere, bro.
No chance, bro.
Bro, we do not have a chance. I think it was Elon that I was listening to because I always listen to the guy. You know, his mind is out of the box and everything. And he said that the reason why human beings are in a higher spectrum than animals is because we are more intelligent than animals, right? But then now, we are now going to be competing with robots and AIs that are quote-unquote more intelligent than us.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we do not have a fucking chance, so, bro.
We're soon gonna be food for robots.
We are gonna be food.
No, but that's true now.
But that's true.
The way we can chill now and be like, yo, Mo, go kill one goat for people that eat meat or whatever.
Yeah.
Robots can chill and be like, we control the robots.
Catch
Toby, bro. That would be mad. Imagine that, bro.
That would be crazy, bro. But so when I hear that, I'm like thinking, why? I don't know about this robot shit. But the thing is, we are eventually gonna get there, bro.
Yeah.
Regardless, fam, it's already here.
Because we can. I'm gonna. Sorry to say, but I safer with the machine, bro. Because human error. You hear human errors. You don't most of the time. Here, you know, machinery or whatever in terms of AI, but there's less.
I do not know. I think it depends on the circumstance.
But the errors are minimal, bro.
I think it depends on the circumstance. Let me tell you why. Imagine if we have robots as police officers now. They have now come to arrest you. You go, I mean, so obviously it's been programmed that if you move a certain way or if you do a certain thing, shoot him down.
No, it wouldn't be shoot him down. They wouldn't give a robot.
What are you talking about, bro?
No, it would be curtail. What's the restrict?
If they send threats, that's a bit extreme.
If they send threats.
That's what I'm saying. While if you have human beings as police officers coming to get you and everything, right? Depending on the person might maybe shoot you on the leg. You know what I mean? Cripple you a little bit. You know, but person would not shoot to kill you, bro.
No, but before you put that kind of thing out. The AI will be able to assess an actual threat, though.
Yeah.
It would be like threat. This is AI I'm talking about. They're meant to be very, very intelligent.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be just I'm faking to be angry.
I'm sure they'll program them to be
proper angry, and coming to harm them.
It needs to see threats to itself or to other human beings or
bro. Then I'm for it.
Fam, it's probably as candy and everything. See that you have a gun, you know, in your pocket and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot him down or something, bro.
Yeah.
Fam, I'm saying, because you're sounding like you're for the AIs and the robots, bro.
I'm not against it.
No, I'm not against it. Because there is room for it to actually improve our lives, bro. If they're going to now, there's the bit where if it falls into a bad guy.
There you go.
But isn't that with everything with life?
Listen, bro, I don't know about you, fam. I don't want no fucking robots taking my job, bro.
Yeah, no, because there's that one there.
Because, bro, I was watching a movie, a documentary or something, yeah? For some of the ladies that go for the eyelashing thing and everything, yeah? Fam, I saw...
Robots will be doing that. I've seen that. Some robot shit, bro. Doing some eyelashes, bruv.
So imagine that, fam. So I don't know.
I've seen machines. Machines and robots.
Eyelashes and everything. Fam, the lady...
The machine will come...
Bro, the lady was there like this. She was doing all that, bro.
Well, I mean, that's the way forward. We've got machines doing operations now. They assist the doctors as well, isn't it? Like robots, yeah.
This guy, you sound like you're there for it, bro.
No. It's because I see it can improve lives.
It can
improve, but then again, we have to set that limit where we don't go overboard with it.
Yeah.
But I think if you actually socialize it and, you know, actually not to make money, like the capitalist where I want to make money.
But that's where the problem is, bro. You're going to have people, these evil genius people and everything that will use it to their own
selfish
advantage,
interest,
bro.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? They'll use it to their own shit, bro.
Eventually, we'll get this. Once we allow it into force, eventually we'll get
there. It has to.
Listen, bro. Salute to all the AIs, the robots, the scammers, the DHLs, everyone, bro. Salute to you guys. And also salute to all the freshers out there. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, make a color club. You get me?
Yeah.
Listen, if you've not subscribed yet, subscribe to the channel. Watch the videos. Leave a like. Leave a comment. Share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend.
Because they got friends too.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And also, we are on your audio platforms as well. Your Spotify's, your Apple Podcasts, your Google Podcasts, all your favorite platforms. You know, Orange, Pawpaw, Pineapple Podcast.
ETC.
All your podcasts,
like
bro.
That.
You got to say, all your platforms, we are there right now, man. Go and check us us out and everything, because some people love the audio vision, some people love the video one, bruh. You know what I'm saying? So we are serving you guys both sides, you get what I mean? Mm. Yeah? But listen, we also want to say thank you to all our supporters,
bro. Always, always,
for real,
always.
For real, for real. You get what I'm saying? Listen, should we start, yeah?
Yeah, but before we start, though, before we start, what's my man doing beside me, bro?
I don't know, bro.
What's this guy? What? There's meant to be a beef between me and my guy.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're saying, bro. Have you guys made up now, bro?
No. Why is he touching me, though, bro?
Fam, he's right there asking,
yo,
bro.
Yo, big man, we're beefing.
Yeah.
Stay on your side
and let me stay on my side. You know what I'm saying? That is what they're saying, bro. You get me? Fam, that shit was funny, bro. And some people were actually running with that shit.
I'm telling you, some people were running with that shit,
but that shit was crazy.
No beef around here.
No beef around here, only chicken.
Listen, bro. They even said to that beef sells, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what they said, bro.
No, it does. Yeah, it does. It does still. If you dig deep, like, I mean. Imagine if they say, yeah, me and Kojo, we fight, put up some fake news where we do small. This thing,
you got to go viral.
Yeah?
You go kill me.
I know.
You know what? I need to go see Mike Tyson. I need some training, bro.
Fam, you need some training,
I'm coming hard.
Oh God, though, you get me.
No, but it does sell.
What do you mean? If somebody's gonna try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go fuck yourself. But go fuck yourself.
That's it.
Is that clear?
The man says that clear. It is.
Hey, Bob. You don't want them to advertise.
Let's go. Guy. I don't even know what to play right now. I'm kind of torn in between.
What?
But I'm on some Don Toliver shit right now, bro.
Listen, not sick of it, but
Let's go. Fresh off the book podcast, to get me.
Yeah.
We are here. It's your boy Toby. And your boy Girl. And your boy Cole. Hey, let's go.
Diego, my Maradona.
Tell if I love your sueto, mama Fariza. Tell if your back keep it neto, and I can follow your crescendo. Tonight,
all the crescendo. The best bit.
This guy. body they touch in my belly, oh.
That was a good one though, bro. This guy just jumped as the guy here, Rema, man. This guy just jumped, bro.
I have to, bro. No disrespect to anybody on that track, yeah, but you see that, and the end bit was the best bit for me. Yeah.
For you?
Respectfully.
Wait. The end bit, is it the Rema bit or the whistle or the flute? Mm-hmm. The flute bit?
Well, the Rema bit, you mean? So if I say end bit, this guy, I say end bit, the same flute or the whistle bit?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie.
This guy, bro.
That song, Rema didn't do anything on that song.
Yeah. So wait,
Rema didn't do anything on this song, bro.
Yeah?
Jay.
Nah, he's just joking.
He didn't do anything on this song.
Wow, joke. Well, this is where you laugh now.
Everybody laugh. No, bro, deep it though. Yeah. That song is. I don't know.
But you like the song though. Yeah.
I love the song.
About what song? Soweto.
Soweto.
I feel like without Rema, it would not have taken too. It wouldn't have taken too much from the song. It's just my respectful opinion.
So Rema did not add any.
Oh, he added sign to the song, but without him, I think it would have still been a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's. Yeah.
I think that Don Toliver.
I don't think he was needed on that song. Let me put it that way.
What do you say to that, Kels, bro?
No, you could. There's an argument there because obviously I respect man's opinion, innit?
Yeah.
So you could say that, but I'm saying he added, like you just confirmed, he added value to the song.
Oh,
so,
yeah, of course.
So you could see value and be like, no, don't add value to the song.
This guy doesn't great, bro.
You won't see something that's going to give you value and be like, no, I don't want
it. I don't want value on this. Yeah.
Okay, let me rephrase it.
I got it.
He didn't, musically, he didn't add value. He didn't add much value to the song musically.
Mm.
Value in other ways, of course. But musically, I feel like he didn't add that much value to the song.
Kelly disagrees with you, bro.
Yeah.
Of course, because
now we're playing the role of music professor. No, we're playing music professor. No,
you don't need to be a music professor to listen to music.
You just said it did not add value musically.
Yeah, to my music ears. And again, respectfully, that's my opinion.
Yeah, sure.
You get what I'm saying?
My
music ears.
Okay.
You know, add music value to the song that much.
Okay, to your music.
To my music.
Now
It's not AI talking for me.
Are you sure it's not AI, bro?
It's not AI talking for me. I'm the one saying this, so I'm talking for myself.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. What I like from this is, at least Kelly is going to rest a little bit, yeah? Because Rema says that he's going on a musical break.
Yeah, but he needs it though. He needs it. I saw that. I'm like, yeah, we've seen the work he's been putting on.
He deserves it.
Yeah, it is everyone because sometimes we think it's easy. It's not easy.
It's not easy, especially old. Bro, forget about the time they spend in the studio. I try this. Okay, let me try this one, that one. Okay, touring as well, bro. Today you're here. Next week, next month, you're here. This. They rehearse house, bro, it's not easy.
It takes his toll.
Okay, it's not easy.
So this is what he said, right? He said, it breaks my heart to say that I won't be performing anywhere this December. Okay, so just basically this month, innit? Being years of touring, I've ignored my health and I need time to recuperate. 2024, we go again. So basically for the month, innit?
So a short break.
Usually December is usually packed.
That is their time.
Yes, it's their time to actually chop.
Bro, I don't know, bro.
But it's that
time. I don't know, bro.
Vibe is that time.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know. See, I understand. Obviously, man's health is man's health. You get what I mean? Like, you can't tell a man what's going on in his body and everything. You get what I'm saying? But part of the reason why I'm saying that I don't know is because when I look at some of the artists that have been doing it for years, year after year after year after year after year, I'm thinking, bro, you just been in the scene, like, how many years? 3-4 years? Come on, bruv.
No, but there's even them artists that you say you've been, yes, there's been times where they've gone on break.
No, Drake did not go on break every single year. Man has been busy, bruv.
What, a little 2 month, 1 month break here and there?
No. Man has been... Drake has been on top for how many years right now, bro?
Yeah, but that's the exception of Drake, though. Who else, though?
There are so many of them.
Doesn't go. I mean, I'm not saying they're not active.
I'm pretty sure
they go on break. They take
it might not be a month or two, but I'm sure they take.
Okay,
breaks,
so
it's just because Rima is announcing it. If he didn't,
that's
announce
my point.
It,
why? Yeah. Okay, well, that's my point. Why? Yeah, 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 yeah. Why announce it then?
That's the thing.
Like if you're gonna take just a 1 month break, all right, cool. Yeah. But why announce it? Because when you announce it, now you make it into this big deal of what it shouldn't be. Cool, if you want to take a month break, then cool, it is what it is, isn't it? But my thing is, when I look at it, I'm saying, first of all, he's still very young. Two, right, once again, I don't know what's going on in his body. We're just having a conversation.
Yeah, 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 sure.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, bro, there are other people. This is actually the time for you to really go hard. You get me? And then as you get older, you can now chill out. In my opinion, maybe I'm wrong.
But it's only a month. It's not like he's taking a whole year.
He's not taking a
sabbatical, which is the reason why I don't think he should have just.
He should have just kept it. Yeah.
Nah, he shouldn't. He should have.
Yeah, no for now.
Nah. Wait till he do. What do you mean? People are eating yam and egg for breakfast. They are announcing it
on Instagram, innit, bro? Yeah.
But we don't say. Come on, bro. We see bare rubbish. People take announcing stuff. In this day and age, bro, if he's going on break,
fuck it, just announce it, bro.
Announce it, bro. Because people, if you're gonna find when, if he's doing nothing the whole December, people go, they talk, where's Rema? This Rema is no more there. Like, you know, how the fans be. The fans go crazy when you're not there.
Wait, you are you talking about the fans or people like yourself, bro?
What do you mean, myself and the fan?
He's a fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I
clearly he's a fan. He's
a fan. I am. What's wrong with being a fan, though?
Nothing. No.
Oh, really?
at least, bro, we can rest this month for Kelly, bro.
I mean, not really, though, because my mama might be in his little sabbatical and still, you know what, might give them one single. You never know.
And then, yeah. Fram, do you know what, yeah? People like Kelly, yeah.
What?
People like Kelly, they remind me of Arsenal, bruv. You know, Arsenal fans are very annoying, bro. You get what I'm saying? They've not won the Champions League yet or the Premier League, but they get them out.
They still get them out.
You get me? That's people like this guy, bro.
No, but you can't say that
because they've won. They've won Premier League. Let me put it that way.
Okay, yeah.
You can't say Arsenal. We've won something over here on the Ravers corner. We're winning things.
Exactly. They are winning.
I give it to you, bro.
But then again, let the man have his rest.
Let him just have his rest.
But I get what you're saying. They're saying there's no need to announce.
It gives people the opportunity, like Toby, for example, to say it's not needed. You're still young. This, that.
Why the hell are you pointing me out?
Oh, because you said it now.
No, it's not just for you. I've seen it online. People are saying, yeah, you don't need it.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Yeah, punch me out, bro. What the fuck?
No, but it come out for your mouth. Though,
exactly.
It come out for which mouth did it come out from?
I'm using you as an example.
Yeah, bro. But fam, see it this way. Imagine you be in the class and you say something, yeah? No one really caught it. And then somebody for class say, yeah, he said it, bro. You got me,
I'm that guy.
You know what I'm saying? That guy talk out, bro. You got me, fam. Why this guy snitching, bro?
No, but let the big man have his
rest. He definitely should have his rest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He should enjoy himself and all that, bro. Fam, what's been going on in the atmosphere, bro? Or would I say in the social fair, bro? Did you guys see Tyler? What she said about men approaching her?
No.
Oh, you guys didn't see that?
I see.
Okay. Let me just play it real quick. Let me see what you guys got to say about this.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm longing to see you there.
Okay, okay.
But how do you want to be picked up?
Honestly, me personally, I don't like guys that approach me. Like, no. I want guys that look like they don't want me.
Ah.
Yeah, they must just be mysterious. And then...
Okay. Mysterious. Mysterious.
But funny, you know a lot of women actually say that these days.
Yeah, come on. That's not new.
These days? That's not even new.
True.
That's not new. That's one reason why I'm going to say this. And I know a lot of people will be surprised. I've never approached a woman.
A big cup.
Yeah?
No. Anyway, let me emphasize on my cup.
Let me emphasize on my cup.
You might be saying you've not approached a woman like on the street.
I've never done that.
But approaching someone online is still approach.
Okay, let me break down what I mean.
Okay.
I've never approached a woman on the street. I've never approached a woman in the club, bar, or none of that shit. You got what I mean? Even online, I've never approached a woman. Yes, I've been on dating apps. You got what I'm saying? But the way I've always moved, right? I've always moved. What is getting laughed? These guys are motherfuckers, bro. Bro,
how do you move?
Bro, I've never approached a girl. Bro, I've never approached
this guy, man. Sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
What the hell, bro? All right, cool. I've never approached a girl online saying, yo, I like you. Wagwan, this. It's always been conversation, maybe. Okay, for example, let's use Instagram, whatever the case is, right? She posts something, I comment on it, you know, an Instagram story. You got what I mean?
Mm.
Say something funny, she replies or whatever. Then from there, conversation strikes, whatever the case is. And then it gets to a point where we both know Wagwan.
Bro, you don't know Zeta's approach.
But I believe what she means is, when a guy walks up to her, be like, yo,
like,
you know what I mean? Like, she basically, what she's saying is, yo, baby girl, you're beautiful, can I get you a drink, whatever the case is. I've never done that.
Right.
I think the thing is, it's the approach you use. Now, your approach is subtle.
Exactly.
It's not hard on, you know.
Bro, there's different levels to approach.
But that's still approach.
But that's what she means, though.
Yeah, I think that's what she meant.
That for the most part, yeah, before you catch on what's going on,
uh-huh,
I'm already in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm coming based on, you might think, nah, he doesn't even fancy me like that.
You might think it's just a friendly
type. He's just a friend and everything. Like,
yeah,
but before you know what's happening, I'm already in there, bro.
Those are the dangerous ones.
And then when you say, I like you, be like, oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Exactly, bro. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
But I've never approached a girl hard on like
that. Yeah.
You get the me? Like, from approach. The go, she knows that I like her and I want her. Boom. I've never done that. Because right from time, I think it's part of the benefit of growing up with your older cousins and everything, right? I saw the way they moved. They taught me some things and everything. They said, listen, most girls... For some weird reason, I might be wrong, but most girls go for a guy that they like and not for a guy that likes them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, but I wouldn't say most girls, but I get what you're saying. But
some girls out there,
but because I know girls too. Obviously, I'm not a girl. So some girls, not every girl, but they like men when you actually show them you like them, bruv. That's the turn on to be like, you know, yep. A lot of girls,
they want a man to be a man.
Bro, I make that.
That's what they say, to be a man.
And when they say, bro, I doubt it, bro.
When they say to be a man, that being a man is...
They want that chase.
Showing up.
They want that chase. They want to be felt. They want you to make them feel like... They are the prey. You're the predator.
No, eventually.
Bro, not from the start. Some girls want it from the start. Bro, some girls want that... Girls like that hardcore.
Nah, bro. Have you not seen a situation?
I've seen a situation where, yo, this chick is feeling this boy because of the way he just moved to her.
Yes, it happens. I'm not saying that it never happens. That's always that one or two out there, yeah? But from experience and from what I've seen, right, from other people. Most chicks, yeah, you will be licking the ground she walks on. She no send you. She goes for the guy that doesn't give a fuck about her, bro.
Nah, it depends on your approach, though, bro. Some people do it like, some men, the way that they do them is like, come on. Like, bro, you need to do it with swag now. Come on. Yeah. You need to
do it. So why were you guys laughing at me then in the beginning, bro?
No, we're not laughing. We're just laughing at what was to come. We never hear you then. Because we're thinking your man's going to spill out his life story about this. That's why I was laughing. I don't know why you were laughing.
No, but this is the thing though. I wasn't surprised hearing her say that. Because a lot of girls feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't surprised hearing her say that. But then again, these same girls who say they want a man to show up. So which is it? That's why I can't really say most girls are, because the same girl that will say we want someone who is, you know, laid back, relaxed.
No, a man that they like. A man that they like.
So not necessarily a man that they will go for. Or what? Is it different then?
No.
A man that they would go for. A man that they like.
A man that they go for.
That's what it's
now they say. Want the man. Now they want the man to show up. You go, what I mean? But if you see a guy that likes them, a lot of guys, like a guy that likes them and say, yo, I like, and the guy's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a job. He's this. Yeah. For the most part, yeah, they just don't want the guy.
No, but you know, there's one thing where I can't remember the actual animal that does it. Now, animal kingdom, you watch all these animal shit. You see the way animals do their flirting, where like maybe a pig or where you're somewhere showing yourself. You're not really, you don't want, you're letting the girl know you don't want, but you're still saying, you know, I'm there, available. Mm. As guys do it, we know, like a guy, when you're prancing about, you're not saying, yeah, babe, what's the number? But what you're but saying, you're everything
still,
else.
Yeah, you're still saying everything. You're sending a sign.
You're saying everything you're else, sending but a you're sign. Not going to the point.
That's still approaching in your way.
Why are you guys even saying this? Yeah, most chicks today, I'm going to use the word most. Most of these girls are here now. Yeah. If a guy is telling them, yo, you know, if a guy is doing the right thing, opening the door for them and everything, yeah, most of them most of them say, nah, man, you know, he's boring. Chicks say it, bro.
Nah, but even opening the door and all that stuff, but that's boring, though, still. But that's boring. For me, that is boring, bro.
Fab, that's been a gentleman, bro.
But allow that gentleman business, bro. But I don't be gentleman like that. I don't be gentleman at all.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to play
I'm the right African now. Man original. I'm an African man original, bro. Leave that gentleman days. Business.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though. Okay, hear this right now, bro. Hear this.
And when I opened the door, my man was at my front door. And I was like, oh, like, right? And then he hit me with the Rico. He pulled the flowers out. And I was like, wow, this is different, right? So I'm not even paying attention. I brush past this, trying to walk down the steps and get to the door, right? Because I'm not paying attention. I'm just so not used to it. And it just hasn't, like, I just didn't have a lot of practice. He opened my car door. I get inside. He closed the door. I immediately went to my group chat. It's weird.
Did you say he opened your car door?
Now let me explain. By the time we got to the restaurant, my follow-up text was, y'all, that's my bad. I just realized, and all that stuff we be talking about, we don't really want it. And I felt like he technically did everything that we be saying we be wanting. In my mind, instinctively, my first thought was, he corny. But he really did everything that we want.
Idiota.
Yeah,
chivalry is not there.
This some goes of these to chicks, explain that chicks, some of these chicks don't know what they want.
So, are you guys gonna apologize to me then?
For what?
Because I said it in the beginning, and you guys said no.
Especially
you, bro. You gonna apologize?
That was
bro.
A different conversation.
No, it's not. It's the same shit, bro.
That was a different conversation.
All right, Kodo, I accept your apology.
I have no.
I tell you, bro, chivalry is not dead. Most of these chicks look at it as corny, bro. That's just what it is, bro. Forget all this shit. That is the reason why the good guy always comes last, bro. This good guy will do everything. The girl will carry the nanny bread and go give the next bum out there, bro. And the guy don't even give a fuck about her, bro.
Yeah, no, but then again, who's to say opening doors and that will guarantee, you know, a good relationship.
No, it wouldn't. It's yeah, just exactly. It's just, no, a, it's
my
just
own way I'm looking at it is for me. And the, when I said the gentleman, is that not, I'm a gentleman.
What they call like the perfect gentleman? You no, know, he's no, coming to the jet. I'm like to the what's it called date? He brings a bunch of flowers. He opens the door for her. He holds her hands. Like, she's coming down.
That's not in my book. That's what I was going to say. That's not a gentleman in my book. And that's not even got nothing to do with respecting. I respect women like
yeah, of course.
Crazy. But you see, opening the door is not my way of showing I respect you. Nah, to me, it is corny. So if a girl comes and be like, yeah, I kind of don't think because it was too much. Then yes, I would kind of be like, yeah, it's a bit too much. It was in my head. I don't see me running. I go pull my window, then run to the other side. No, seriously.
Sprint to the other side.
Bro, just you guys, you're not gentlemen.
No, that's yeah, not. No. Don't say that. Don't say that.
You're making this up with the bullshit, right? No, yeah, it's not bullshit.
Cut it with the bullshit.
It's not bullshit, bro. Some traditional women still enjoy that. You get what I'm trying to say?
Right. Okay, so
this girl is just not used to this. This girl is not used to this. In her mind, that would be nice. This would be nice. But she's not used to that shit. That's why she finds it corny. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Bro, some girls like that shit. And to me, I feel like we should not allow these little influences to take away from that gentlemanly behavior. Bro, if you want to do it, do it. It makes some girls feel special.
Bro, if you want, some of these girls, you see, a girl like this and a girl like Tyler, right, is the reason why most of these guys, yeah, and girls complain about it, say, oh no, like these guys are not moving to Russ no more, they are not, da 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 da. Is because of girls like this, bro. For the most part, when you approach a girl, she's in her group chat calling you corny, bro.
And this is the same. Well, she might do that, but then she still wants you. It's just a way of conversating to her friends that, yo,
fam, she just called you corny, bro. Why does she want you?
Bro, how many girls will chat shit about a guy and then yes, still, bro, they are there like licking the guy's
corny
feet
might
shit,
just like, be something she's not used to.
But like, most of the girls are broken, bro. Most of these girls are broken. That is the reason, bro. See it this way. I was having a conversation this week, I heard love bombing. I've heard it like about 6 times this past week already, bro. And every single time I heard about love bombing, have you guys heard the term love bombing before?
No.
You guys have never heard it?
I haven't heard
so basically, it's from what I've been explained to, is when someone love bombs a girl, makes her feel good, gifts, all this shit, and then he...
Right.
Dumps her. Whatever the case is.
Elopes.
Exactly, bro. You get me? So, I've heard about it 6 times and 6 different times. Yeah. It was 6 different definitions. But one of the ridiculous ones that I heard was a woman saying, right? This was on the Joe Budden podcast. She was saying that love bombing is when a man focuses on one woman and no other thing matters to him. Right, his focus is on that girl. That's love bombing. That's what she was explaining. I wish I caught the clip right now. I would have played it. Right, but this is the thing. A lot of these women are broken. Let's be honest. A lot of them, are not used to a good guy. A lot of these women are not used to having a good guy do good things for them. You go, I mean, and that is the reason why I can like you today and do good things for you, and then I find out 3 months later or 6 months later that I don't really fancy you like that. You go, I'm saying, it happens.
Yeah.
You get me? But for the most part, these women don't go for the guys, for the quote unquote good guys. No, they do not.
Yeah, I mean, they don't.
They do not.
But they don't go for the good guys. Like, yeah, for the most part. But then again, it's a class thing, though. There's this class thing, rivalry is real. That's why dating out of your class, it might be a good guy that's of a lower class. It's hard to hear, but yeah, if you there's levels, you're not gonna go for them high end. You must be the best good guy. But yeah, if you're going for high end, then it's a different fish over there.
And everyone has got their own definition of a good guy. That's another thing we need to. Every woman has got their own definition of who a good guy is in her book.
Sure, of course. Perspective. Yeah. So a good guy can be anybody. A good guy can still be that balling guy, but he's good in the sense he's not buying you flowers or opening doors good, but he's good in other ways.
But he's doing his thing. He's still shopping for you, doing that.
That's why for me, gentleman is not opening door, bruv. For me, that is corny, bruv.
So another woman, a good guy is, he calls me every day to check on me. That's a good guy. To another good guy, I don't even chat to him every day, but then he sends me a gift or he does something for, like, everyone has got a definition of who a good guy is. To someone, to some woman next door, might be a guy that comes on a date holding flowers and opening my door for me. To another one, it's some guy that calls her a bitch every day.
that's
what she enjoys. You feel me? So everybody to their own.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
I had a girl say to me, that the kind of guy that she likes is if the guy sees her on her Instagram story out in a restaurant with maybe another guy, that he wants the guy to pull up with a gun and shoot up the whole place.
That's a sick person, bro.
That's what she said to me, bro.
And trust me, that's it. Some people are like
that. Some people are like that. So if a gentleman, if a good guy approaches her, that's not the kind of guy she wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people that sound like Tyler, respectfully, with what she said, a lot of girls feel that way.
A lot of girls feel that way. You've got that point in saying a lot of girls are also broken.
A lot of women are broken.
A lot of women are broken from...
They don't know how to deal with a good guy. They don't know.
And also, you raised that point of love bombing. Some guys will love bomb you for a whole month, a whole year. And then, boom, they switch up on you like that never happened. That is a broken woman right there. If a couple of guys do it to you, you lose that trust. So right now, if someone is
women do that to men as well. Bro.
No, I'm not talking about just in general. Human beings, move on. You can't just say you just move on. I'm trying to explain to you why some people feel a type of way. So now, if a good guy is moving to her, she's thinking you're doing the most to then go to doing nothing for me at all. So to me, it's irrelevant.
Bro.
Sort of a reason for them to act to the them, way they
exactly.
are. Yeah, but there's always something that makes you behave the way you be or you do. Yeah. Everyone does. You know,
maybe from
always,
experience, isn't it?
There's always a build of
experience.
Story
it could be. Yeah, yeah.
Wait. So have you guys have never heard a girl say, "Yo, he's boring."
Oh yeah.
And you look at the guy is a good dude.
From what end? From what you're looking at, from your eyes.
Though. I mean, we know what a good guy is like. Like, he likes her, he respects her, he does what he's supposed to do and everything. You know, he's always at home. You know, he's not outside. You know, he's not on the streets and everything. Yeah. He's always at home. Like, this is what we will perceive that women will want from a man, right? But then you look at the girl says, he's a bit boring. She wants the guy who's outside. Mm-hmm. It's happened, bro.
Definitely. Which is of it course. Is fair because that good guy you think is very good might be boring as well. Might be very boring, but when I don't go house when it's just the guy and the girl, man's just there moping. So what do you mean? So is that not boring?
Because what if the guy is not moping? What if the guy is just a cool guy, but he's not outside? He's just a very homely guy. He's always at home. He just wants to be with his girl and everything. Like,
bro, then that's not a guy for you.
Why try not meet them halfway? That's why it's a partnership, innit? The girl, you're this very, very extrovert, blah, blah, blah. He's this introvert. You meet halfway, bro.
Would you rather go for a girl? Would you rather go for someone who you like or someone that likes you?
Interesting. Say that again. Would I go for someone?
You know exactly what you said.
No. I need to. You know when
would you go? Would you rather go for someone who likes you or someone who you like?
I'm going for someone who likes me.
Yeah, I think so too. Because at that initial stage, it's wavering. The emotion is like I'm everywhere. See, if you like me, then I'm, of course, I'm zeroing in on that one.
Going in for someone you like, knowing that you like them and they don't like you, is like putting a gun to the back of your head, bro. It's as simple as that.
Blindly simple. Going in there to be shot dead.
Are you mad?
I think.
That's crazy.
You're going to die.
You gonna try?
You go try that, yeah.
You'll be trying,
yeah, bro. Because you, bro.
Yeah, she, but what if you try and then eventually the person comes around now? But that's the person who you really want.
I would rather try to like her than leave it to her to try to like me. You get me?
Safe than sorry, bro.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, bro. Because she likes me, I'm gonna try and get myself to like her, to fall for her. It's easier. I know I'm in control of that.
No, but the difference is, even if she's in your radar at all, that means you like her somewhat.
Yeah. You
understand? If she's in that radar of people you're considering, then there must be something. You're not thinking about someone you want to just beat and be like, "It's you like me or no?" You only just beat and go. But if it's somebody that's in your radar, then you must like her somewhat,
or something about her.
Yeah, something about her. They now realize she even likes you even more. But that's the one you're going for. Mm. You're not going to see the one that likes you and the one that you're not really sure, and then you go for the one that you're not really sure. Nah, you must be a risk taker, bro.
Yeah, but what if that one that you like, but she's bad, bro?
But that's where the badness come off the way, bro. It's not by badness.
You need to drop it.
But you go drop him now. If you don't drop it, then obviously 2 years down the line, you'll come and be crying.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be like, yeah, we told you, bro.
We told you so.
We told you so. Don't be, and that's the thing people do. They go for the baddest. Bad. People do that. That's why, I think that's why there's too many breakups. People are going for the baddie. Eye candy, bruv.
Why wouldn't you though, bruv?
Why
wouldn't you though, bruv?
If you're looking towards the future, you wouldn't though. You would, but you would also factor in other factors as well. Mm-hmm.
But what if she's a baddie and she has the other factors as well?
Then that is a win-win situation, isn't it?
That's easy then.
Then you're dead. There's no two.
And that's where you now go and try, bruv.
Yeah, then you try there, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's try your luck still. Even the best one is to try your luck, because it's still changes, trying to make it work. But then again, you always go for the one we like you. It's safer like that.
Always safe.
But always go for
safe bet.
Don't be here counting stories, singing love songs. You know.
You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a good one. Fam, yeah. Listen. You know, obviously, a lot of conversations have been going on, in regards to this whole Diddy thing and everything. Older men going for younger girls and shit, right? And then, I don't know if you guys followed this thing about this basketball player. I believe his name is Josh Giddey. So, it came out that he's 21 and he had sex with a girl who's 16 years old, right? So, but he didn't know, from what we're hearing. I'm going to play the video and then we'll talk about it. Because I think that this is a conversation to be had. Hold on. Just going to pull up the video real quick. So this was the situation on that.
Age. So just want to put it out there. If Josh was 19, 20, 21 and knowingly seeking out a 15-year-old girl, absolutely despicable behavior. I'm strongly against it. Full, you know, throw to the law, whatever it is, do your time. I don't think this is that, from what I understand. If I'm wrong, I'll come back and apologize. I don't think it is that. I think the girl was younger. From what I understand is the girl in question has lied about her age and said that she was of age at the time. This has also happened, I think, over a year ago now. I don't think this is something that's happened recently, much to people thinking on social media it has. And it's just hard to give proper comment on this until this plays out. Now, OKC have been aware of this, from what I'm told, for the last year they've known about it. They have deemed Josh free to play. They don't see any concerns. The NBA have allowed that, which is kind of telling, because when these kind of things happen, the NBA kind of tries to really, take a couple of games off till we figure this thing out. But on the flip side, I don't think they can do anything, even if there was, you know, some smoke to this fire, until there's formal charges. Prior, I think, as per the CBA, I don't think, you know, pending an internet Twitter invest.
Okay, but you guys get the gist of it. Now, in situations like that, an older man who goes for an underage girl and she lied about her age, should the guy be punished? Should the guy still be punished for that?
And it can be ascertained that she lied.
Yes.
Then you did not go for an underage girl as far as you're concerned, because she presented herself in as a girl of age. So if that's in front of you and that's what you've gone for, then that's what you've gone for. Yeah, well, it will later come out that she was underage, but at the time when you were going into the whatever thing, you didn't. She was of age. That's what you saw. That's what was presented. I mean, I don't think you should be held responsible for that.
But what do you say to people that say, "Oh, but you should have known that she's underage because of how she looks or her voice or whatever"? Like, you see comments like that.
No,
definitely. How can you not tell that she's an underage?
Bro,
her voice or whatever the case is, or the way she looks.
Those are comments that you cannot judge someone. You cannot see someone and then guess their age from the way they look.
Some people you can.
Like, some people you can. Yeah. But if that's the person...
It's a fair comment.
It's a fair comment. But yeah. If... Bro, half of these girls have got fake IDs.
But that's... That's where the problem is, you know?
Yeah. So then if I've seen you, I'm thinking, yo, you look a lot younger than you're telling me you are. But then at the same time, you've got an ID to back it up and all of that. I'm not in the wrong, in my opinion. But then obviously when it comes to these celebrities, comes to these celebrities and all of that, then it's like the onus is on them to be able to know that this person is of age or underage.
I don't think it is.
I mean, well, they always make the limelight, isn't it? Like, they are the ones that we always hear about most of the time. Because they make the news.
Yeah, obviously, you can drag a reputation, but it doesn't mean you're just going to drag them. Don't mean you're going to charge them.
But in the court of, yeah, exactly. But, to answer your question, I don't think you should be, you're not in fault.
Nah, you're not liable for, I don't think you should be held in.
Because if she's got a fake ID to show, bro, people will say, yeah, but come on, bro, you didn't know. Like, you did your due diligence.
But if there
to
were
ask,
clear signs.
Have you, if there were clear signs and all of like that, it's different.
She's seen change pictures where she was with a uniform. You know,
signs. How many girls will really do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if they were clear, like, there's some narcissists, there's some evil people that like that.
Yes.
So?
Yes.
Yeah.
In every situation, you're always going to have this side and this side.
Mm.
It always happens. Yeah. But let's deal with real life. How many times has a guy met a chick and say, yo, can I see your ID? It doesn't happen.
Bro, you'll be surprised. It happens.
I mean, it should be happening now.
Yeah, it happens.
No, but you ask how old they are, though.
Doing the conversation and everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You do, right? And then she tells you her age or whatever the case is. But let's assume that you meet the girl in the club. If you are in the club...
Toby, me, I've asked to see ID before.
In the club?
Yeah. Not in the club. Before something happened.
If she moves somehow,
I've asked to see ID before.
Yeah.
What prompted you to ask that question?
Because she kind of looked young. Like, it was all a bit... I don't know. Like, it just... You know when it just dawns on you, guy, this is the UK. Like, don't fuck around. I asked to see an ID. No word of a lie.
And did she provide an ID?
And she provided one. And she was of age. It was a UK driver's license. Mm. And it looked original. And that's when I believe that she was actually of age.
Yeah, you guys in the club or you guys...
No, we're at home.
Yeah,
we're back home. Yeah. Before anything happened.
Bro, I think it's a very dire situation, bro. I think this was about 10 years ago. 10 or 11 years ago. Yeah? That was when Water Imagine. This was at the O2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember what I imagined very well. The Chinese restaurant that turns into a nightclub.
That turns into a nightclub and everything, yeah? So we were there, boom. This chick was there. Obviously, I looked at her, she looked at me and everything. She smiled, I smiled back. You know, now we start talking. Bro, when you see this girl, she looked at least 26.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, she's Zimbabwean. She has one of them grown bodies and shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? We start talking and everything. Yeah? But nothing happened that night. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happened that night, but we exchanged BB pins.
Mm.
This was the era of BB pins and shit, right? The next day, which is Monday, we started chatting and everything. But I noticed that what was going on was we would talk till maybe like 8:30. She goes ghost. You get what I'm saying? She goes ghost maybe till about 2. You get me? Mm. 2 in the afternoon and everything. So that happened Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Before that time, it didn't occur to me to ask her how old she was. Because I looked at her, I thought she was grown.
You assume she was, yeah.
You know what I mean? But we started talking and everything. And on Thursday, she was meant to come see me on Saturday. Right? I showed one of my boy the photos and everything. You know what I'm saying? And like, he was like, oh shit, she's not everything. So, but she looked grown. So he was like, yo, how old is she? Because he thought that she was like older than me or something. Mm. I said, bro, I don't even know. Do you know what? Let me ask. You know what I'm saying? So that evening, we were talking. I asked her, guess what she said to me? She said, nah, her reply was, why do you want to know? I said, nah, I'm just asking it. You know what I'm saying? She said, do you really want to know though? I said, yeah. She said, but because age is nothing but a number, innit? I said, yeah, I just want to know. Bro, she was 17.
Escape.
Blocked immediately, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's get into that bit, bro. Yeah.
But that's where the problem is, though. A lot of these girls, yeah, I wouldn't say a lot, but we've been in situations, secondary school, I can speak from experience, yeah? When we're in secondary school, after school, some of these girls will go inside a toilet, change their school uniforms, dress up, makeup and everything, yeah? And grown-ass uncles would pick them up in front of the school. That was happening in secondary school, bruv.
Yeah.
And some of these chicks, because of that, they felt grown. They were looking at us like little boys.
Yeah.
They didn't even want to speak to us, bruv.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When they come to school the next day, and we say, hey, they don't even want to talk to you in class, bro.
You look at it like you're not on their level.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's true.
Now, in that situation, the onus is on the grown man who is coming to the secondary school to pick them up.
Yeah. No, in that situation, definitely.
Clearly they know.
Because clearly they know.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I'm not surprised when this whole R. Kelly thing, P. Diddy thing, you know, all this shit is coming out and everything. You know what I mean? Bro, this shit has been happening.
Since
I was alive.
Yeah, no, it's a thing where, yeah, it's always been there. And it's not you know for one region where they say it's an African thing or it's this, but it's a worldwide thing.
It's a worldwide thing. Right? You have on this hand, some of these chicks want to feel grown. They turn 16, they turn 17, they start going to parties and everything. They start putting on makeups and shit, right? They want to feel grown. And then you have all the, on this side, some guys who want to take advantage of that. You get what I'm saying? But then at the same time, you know, I don't think it's fair if a man, for example, in the club and the girls get into the club with a fake ID, which they do, right? And the man doesn't know, or the man asks her, yo, how old are you? And she lies about her age. I don't think it's fair to punish the man for that.
No, it's never fair. And I don't think in the court of law it's going to get punished. If you can prove you did not know.
Don't be so sure though. I don't know. If
you prove that you do not know. If you can prove that you did not know.
Yeah, but how can you prove that you didn't know?
No, but then again, if you're in a relationship with this person, then there would be a time where you would have
found out somehow. Yeah.
So, but if it was a short time thing, then you can prove you did not know. Well, if it's a long-term thing, then obviously, if you're going to be with somebody, you would have seen their passport at one time.
And your defense becomes even harder.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tough, though.
It's tough.
It's tough because I want us to listen to this.
The man's named Cree, one of Scott rappers that he was finna put on and everything like that, because he had a thing called Tough Jew Production, and it was Glory Velez. So we start talking about relationship and how older dudes always want younger girls and stuff like that. And she brought up Aaron Hall. So I know Aaron and Kay was cool. So she said, Aaron, he was, for light of a better word, having sex with me, and I was just 16 years old. So me questioning her, I said, so where did he meet you at? And she said, we met at a club. And I said, weren't you supposed to be 21 years old in the club? And she said, yeah. I said, so when did he find out that you were 16 years old? She said, we was on the line at the airport in customs, and
so she couldn't fly.
He found that I was 16 years old. They wouldn't let me go to Jamaica with him, and I needed a consent, my parental consent, in order to go to Jamaica. So I said, so he think that you older than that. He just found out when y'all went to Jamaica? She said, yeah. I said, so how could you fault him? You in the club and it's 21 years. You understand what I'm saying? The club say 21. You 16 years old now. He bagged you. He put you on the flight finna take you to Jamaica. And he find out you 16 years old when he gets to customs.
That shit crazy.
That's smart.
But it happens.
Yeah. But clearly he did not know.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think it's fair, right, when we hear situations like this, right, to blank everyone, right, that is in this sort of situation. Oh, the person is a pedophile or whatever the case is. I think it goes by case by case.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes some of these girls, they lie about their age.
Yeah, a lot of them lie.
You know what I mean? In some situations, they lie about their age. And in some situations, you have some of these sick men.
Ignore the signs.
That ignore the signs and even ignore the age.
Yeah.
You go, I mean, and they are Willy Bobo in there, bro.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's why it's always, even to comment, when I say Willy Bobo, even to comment on this kind of story, you have to be sure as well.
You have
to be very sure. That's why, you know, yeah, we say this thing, but, you know, that's why we cannot say most. So it's always, you know, your opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but definitely I'm with you with that. It's a case by case. Like, I'm not gonna see man and be just term them a pedophile. No, you need to prove it. Even the court of law, they cannot term you, take you, put you on a sexual, what's the list they put on people?
Sexual health offenders list
without them proving, like, because that's crazy to accuse somebody of that, do them kind of stuff without proof. You have to have proof.
Oh, boy.
You have to have major proof for that.
I think it's getting to a point where you're chatting to a girl, bro. The first thing you say, yo, how old are you, man? Can I see proof, man?
Yeah. But then again, as a town boy, you see this sign. That's why you know. That's why it's crazy. That's why we're quick to condemn people, because we kind
of... We expect them to see the signs.
No, we expect them to know, bruv.
The older you get, the more savvy you become when it comes to these little things. Mm. You would never be 100% sure or certain. But then, bro, the older you get, guy, your eyes, they open to certain things.
Bro, I'm not going to lie, bro. Yeah, I know how many times, even 22-year-olds have approached me, bro. 22, 23, bro. I even feel uneasy, fam.
Yeah. I know, true.
This guy said,
no, I'm just...
I don't know, bro. I don't know if I can bang a 21, 22-year-old, you know.
Why not? You feel like you can't handle it?
You mad?
Nah, he's not mad, you know. He's not mad, actually.
Are you crazy?
No, he's not, bro. No, he is not.
Bro, that might be it.
You feel
like you can't match up. You can't.
You're crazy, yeah, bro.
Maybe you cannot match up, but
nah, I think that's kids, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that.
I mean, the cutoff is there, but it's depends. It differs for everyone, isn't it?
It depends for everyone, bro.
Differs for everyone.
This guy is crazy, but I can't handle it, bro.
But listen, for the fact that you're saying you don't go that, I mean, it's still, they're of age, but you're saying it's too young for you.
Yeah, it's too young for me.
The fact that you're not going that young, maybe you cannot handle it, but you don't know. So you cannot sit here. No, get my point. You cannot sit here
and say, why are we laughing?
Say for 100% you can handle it. How can you say that, though?
1,000%, bro.
How can you say that?
From 1,000%, bro.
How
bro.
Can you say that? This is just words,
bro. Let me tell you something, bro. I'm just a King Kong when it comes to it, bro.
Nah, just spoke. Not spoken.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. Have you seen The Incredible Hulk?
Yeah.
He's calm and everything. Yeah. Until that time comes, bro.
Yeah, you're King Kong to whoever it is you're with now.
Yeah, that,
you get what I'm trying to say?
You know what I got?
My man gets loads of praises. He thinks
he's bad. He thinks he's bad.
You need to step outside. You know what I'm going.
You can't be the competition is out there, bro.
The competition is out there, man.
The competition is not at home, bro.
Go get a matchup, a 22-year-old matchup, and see if she call. You can count. Then we know for sure. Bro, you get what I'm saying,
bro? Yeah.
Facts, bro. Loads of bro. This Ojo is telling you how it is. He's telling you how it is, bro. So don't gawk yourself and be like, yo,
bro,
yeah.
I'm telling you, bro.
Nah, come on.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. We're not dropping that.
Yeah, I know.
They feel it, bro. Mm.
Yeah. Because you hear it all the time. Yeah. Like Kojo said, if you hear it all the time, you feel... Yes, once you drop out of it.
Bro, I hear it all the time because I've been in so many situations that I was hearing the same thing all the time, bro.
Hey, okay.
From different people, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why...
My banner is up there, bro.
Uh-huh.
My banner is up there. My championship banner is up there.
Is it?
I'm telling you, bruv. Don't make me bring down that banner
No, you don't have to.
Keep it to yourself.
You don't have to. But then again, there's this thing where we say sometimes the female folks, yeah, they like to tender to our ego, bruv. They like to stroke, give you a little care.
Oh my God!
Because
if they tell us the truth, yeah,
that ego melt.
If they tell you true,
like balloon, bro,
go bust that bubble.
Oh my God!
And bro, and the way it will make you feel.
What?
The way it will make you feel.
It's pain past like pain.
That shit, bro. They don't need to, but I'd rather you punch me, bro. You just punch me and get over with. That
bro.
One go make you look yourself bro. Up and down. You're like
up and down, bro. That shit crazy.
Nah, it knocks you. So that's why I see. Well, the girl them, they like to. They know this about us.
Yeah.
So they always tell you. I've never think of it. Have you ever had somebody after the whole, you know, after every, and they're telling you your shit? It really happens. You have to be shitty as well while you know your shit.
Yeah. Have you had sex with a girl? Yeah. Have you had sex with a girl? Everything. Yeah. And immediately you came. Right? She was like, oh, have you come already?
Yeah, that one, I ain't going to cup. That's happened to me before, bro.
And how'd that make you feel?
Bro, I'm going again. Listen.
you need to prove a point, yeah?
I need to prove a point, bro.
Bro, have you been... Fam, have you been... Wait, bro. Have you been in that section where she was like, yo, have you come already? You'd be like, listen. Don't worry. Part two, I'm giving it to you, man. You go, I mean, this is just because this is
a starter. This is a starter.
You start explaining, bro. You go, explain, Taya.
Yo.
Listen, bro. Is Wizkid richer than Mbappe, bruv?
What? Is exactly. Wizkid? No, not exactly.
Is Wizkid richer than Mbappe?
I saw that. And that exactly was my reaction, bro. Yeah? I saw someone post this on Instagram, bro. I thought it was a joke. And people actually took it serious, or rather on Twitter. So somebody said, Wizkid is richer than Mbappe. And then somebody said, Wizkid is richer, but because we don't appreciate our own, so many people will say Mbappe.
But when, how long did Mbappe done the chop money, bruv? Wizkid has been chopping for a while, though.
No. But
what?
What do you mean? Yeah.
Okay. No, you've got a point there.
Mbappe, how old is Mbappe, bro?
Stop.
But Champions League money, no be music money, yo. No be Afrobeats music money.
Champions League for one... Okay, so for
Champions
one person...
Champions League money...
Where they go for the club or for
football.
One person?
I'm talking about one person.
You as a player in the Champions League club.
We're not just talking about any player.
Okay.
We're talking about Mbappe. Champions League status player.
Yeah.
Mbappe is worth $180 million.
I don't think Wizkid is touching him.
Hell no! Hell no!
And how much?
See, that is outside endorsement, you know. That's probably also an endorsement.
No, if they give you a figure like that, it's everything. Let's not add
if anything. They say his word.
He said, let's not add anything. Let's not add anything.
That's his work. Endorsement and even future endorsement, bruv. They even forecast what you make. That whole hair, that's it.
That's $180 million.
And I'd like to know WizKids, you know. I've not actually checked.
I don't think.
No.
Google.
They'll have an idea. You get an idea.
Why I'm saying it is, if I see that news, I'm not quickly going to Mbappe. No. I know.
Come on, guys, make one stop, bro. Yeah,
I'm not quickly.
Apparently, this is what they are saying. Obviously, we don't know. Yeah. As of 2023, WizKids' net worth stands at an impressive $45 million.
It sounds fair.
Okay. Well, I just say
Mbappe. Bro, this is, you're talking about, like I said, Champions League status player. We're not talking about. Let me not mention any other football.
Any other player.
The top of them should not be in the same.
Ronaldo.
Guy, but in the last
Messi and Ronaldo here.
Kelly, in the last 2 years, when we're mentioning the order. Obviously, we could talk about the name, the Ronaldo, the Messi, before we come the Neymar. And then, bro, it's the Mbappes.
Top of the crop. Yeah.
Bro, let's be honest here, yeah? Make me the honest here, yeah? Respectfully, yeah, because I don't want... Whiskey and them should not even be put in the same bracket with most of these footballers, bro. Because, bro, especially the ones that they Premier League.
Yeah.
Let's talk about just Premier League now, yeah?
Not all of them,
bro. Premier League, though, not all of them. A handful. A handful are chopping like that, bro.
Okay.
There are people
that
are on 50, especially with their 50K.
Majority of Premier League players.
That's not whiskey money.
Yeah, majority of
50K a week.
It's not whiskey money, bro.
All right, 50K a week.
Yeah.
Right? And then how many year contract do they have? Mind you, how many years have they been playing and everything?
No, but then again, they've not been demanding 50K their whole career.
I'm just saying, I think most footballers are touching 45 mil.
Not most.
Come on.
No.
In England.
Yes.
Bro,
in
the most. Premier League.
The people that are still collecting under 30,000 a week in the Premier
bro,
League.
Easy.
Even on 20K.
10, 15K. Yeah, bro.
Regular
come on,
Premier
man.
League players. Come on.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But I'm just saying that it is ridiculous, right? For people to even put Wizkid and Mbappe in the same...
No, that is ridiculous.
In the same...
As for that one, that's ridiculous.
For me, when I see him, I don't see ridiculous still.
I see ridiculous.
Ridiculous there, please? If
it was Wizkid and Neymar, then Messi, then I'd be like, what between them? I'm not looking at...
But Mbappe is...
Yeah, Mbappe is
in the same...
Almost at that same...
At least with Neymar. Yes. He's in the same bracket at least with Neymar.
Neymar,
if you're talking about Messi...
No, he's not touching Neymar when it comes to worth. When it comes to net money...
Neymar has been playing longer than him.
No, forget about playing. Bro,
when it comes to demanding
Mbappe is
better
demanding.
Money.
Not just from the sport, too. From other angles. Bro, check Neymar's net worth now.
And he's been like that for a while.
Neymar has been chopping money for a long while. Like, he's not in the same caliber as Mbappe when it comes to money.
No, he's not.
I wouldn't
put him as in the same bracket. No, I wouldn't.
Well, from what I'm seeing, they are saying that Neymar's net worth is 250 million.
Yeah.
It's not too far off.
No, it's a big leap from 180 to 150.
70 million.
That's a lot.
It's not like...
But in terms of football money...
Mind you, Neymar just went to flipping Saudi Arabia now.
Exactly.
So that's including that as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, cool. But what I'm saying is, all right, let's go back to this one. Bro, listen, some of these fans here, I understand that they love some of these artists, bro. Yeah?
Mm-mm.
But I bet some of the shit that I see online sometimes, yeah, let's have fun with this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Some of the shit that I see online sometimes, I scratch my head. I'm never going to lie, bro. You got me.
No Afrobeat. I don't know. I might be wrong, but I don't see any Afrobeat artist touching the money Neymar is the money Mbappe is touching. I don't see any Afrobeat artist touching that
close,
money.
Bruv. It's not even close, bruv. And I understand the love that some of these fans have for their artists and everything. And obviously, my my boy Diego, bruv. You know what I'm saying? Which was what he said last week as well, bro.
What did he say?
You get me? Mama said...
Shout out Diego, though.
Shout out Diego, bro. But fam, they were flaming my guy up in the comments, bro. Listen, the way he said it, yeah? I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to play it, bro. You get me? Because they flamed dude up in the comments and everything. And I was laughing as hell because... I'm going to lie. You guys say, hold on, I'm just gonna play it real quick.
Yeah, but Bona said it, Bob. Your opinion now, your national. So everybody get one.
Of course. Whether it makes sense or not.
The debate between Davido, Wizkid, and Bona.
Yeah.
You can't compare. It's not fair to Davido and Wizkid. It's not fair to compare them to. Burna Boy is only in the same debate as them lot because he's Nigerian and he came out of Nigeria. He came out doing Afrobeat. But essentially, for any music listener, any music lover, you will understand that Burna Boy belongs to the world. Burna Boy is on the same level as the Michael Jacksons, the Drakes, the Blood Clark, Ross Clark.
Did I hear him say Burna Boy is on the same level as
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson and Drake and that. Yeah. All right.
In terms of it's to the world and it's an artist, like, you know what I mean, it's not gonna.
I think I understand what he's trying to say. And please, I know these guys, they will come for me now.
What do you mean you understand what he's trying to say? I'm intrigued. I want to hear what you've got to say.
So, in terms of impact,
yeah,
you can't even put the both of them in the same conversation,
of course. No,
yeah, you know what I'm saying, in terms of numbers. You can't even put the both of them in the same conversation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You got me? Because Michael Jackson is still selling to today. In terms of achievements, awards, you cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I get that. But I think what he's trying to say is, right, that Burna Boy is a world artist, right? That he should not be boxed in as an Afrobeat artist and put in the same conversation with the Wizkids and the Davidos, right? That the only thing they have in common is they are from Nigeria.
And they, make the same type of music, yeah.
Yeah, that the type of impact that he has right now is beyond just Nigeria, Africa, that he is international
but
right
that,
now.
But that does not justify the comparison to Drake and then Michael Jackson.
Yes,
so I don't know, that should not have been thrown into the sentence at all.
But why can't he compare to anybody else?
No, because his impact is not touching Michael any of Jackson, these people.
Though, yeah, okay, you can say yes, the impact is great.
Everything else, every impact, name it.
Okay.
Name it.
Okay, impact is greater. They've sold more numbers.
Yep. Anything, okay,
so because of that reason, you cannot put them in the same conversation.
Yeah, no, you cannot.
Michael Jackson.
They're all musicians.
Yeah.
That is why they are in the topic, in the conversation.
Not just musicians, they're both musicians that have made an impact.
But it is music that made them make an impact.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a music that put them where they are.
Right.
So we're judging them by where they are through what puts them to where they are.
Okay.
So are you trying to tell me you can compare Burna Boy's impact through music to Michael Jackson's impact through music?
Yes, I can.
Come on, bro.
No,
what are you talking about?
How?
And I'll tell you how.
Okay,
I can because the same impact that Michael Jackson made is the same impact.
You know where Kelly and Diego are. You know where they are wrong.
Where?
You're talking about the impact to you,
or to Afrobeats.
That is where you're looking at it from. The impact Burna Boy has made to you, or to the scene, you're talking for yourself.
No, not for myself.
It sounds like you're
talking for a gang of people, like you just said, to the scene. That's not just me.
No, see. Burna Boy, has helped, assisted in his own way, promote the scene to the world. We get it. Right? But to even think about putting that dude in the same bracket as a Michael Jackson. Burna Boy has not done.
My guy, this is not.
Bro, respectfully, Toby, you know, I like Burna.
This is not a conversation. This is not a conversation. No disrespect to Burna Boy, but this is a big disrespect to Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Now, I'm not even singing out just Burna, but I'm saying even the whole of them, Davido, Wizkid, everybody.
You can't even put Drake in the same bracket as Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but it depends on the. But how? Why not though?
You cannot.
Now, if in terms of volume, who has done more? You would then say, okay, Mark Dawson have had more impact. You would then go on to say that, but not.
Has Burna Boy made people cry?
Yes, of course.
Have Burna Boy made people faint?
Yes.
Bro, I remember that video, yeah, of seeing Michael Jackson jump up like this, bro, on the stage. Pah!
Mm-hmm.
Right? For like 5 minutes, he did this. He took off his glasses. Bro, people were fainting, bro. Ambulance, we are taking people out and everything. He looked left. He looked right. It's like Jesus Christ, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Jesus Christ, people were falling under the anointing, bruv.
Mm-hmm.
Has Burna Boy done that?
Yes, of course.
No, he hasn't.
Nah, if you're telling him, nah, he has.
No, he hasn't.
No, he has done it. If one person can fill out a 20,000 capacity,
stop.
Nah. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Get my point. Yo, get my point.
These guys, Michael Jackson was going to countries, president.
Michael Jackson is one of the only artists that I can, bro, the guy can go and sell, he can go and sell out in, name it. Where?
In North Korea, bro.
Name it, where?
In North Korea, you saw the video, bro. What are you about, bro? You get me?
The guy is dead. Yeah, but even my son knows him.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
No, that's greatness.
That is beyond greatness.
Yeah, yes.
You see street dancers. You see street dancers. They want to dress up like Michael Jackson, bro.
Yes.
That iconic gloves. Yes. White socks.
No, see my point. I need to go because it's not just you.
Okay, good.
The freshers are listening.
They are listening. Shout out the freshers.
Freshers. Look, see.
Shout out to the freshers.
You can agree with Diego, but I don't care.
You're disagreeing with the freshers now,
bro. That's if they are not. That, bro, come on. This is beyond a conversation.
No. See where the conversation is. It's not to compare to say who's done the most. We know who's done the most.
So what is the conversation?
The conversation is to say you cannot mention them in the same bracket. Why not?
But you cannot.
But why can't you?
Because in any title of the bracket, they are not on the same level. You can't name a bracket you want to put it in. What kind of bracket you want to put them in?
Artists that have sold out arenas.
Sold out arenas.
That's just a bracket.
Okay. But then we can put so many artists in that bracket then.
That's what I said. That's what I just told you. It's not just Bubba Burna, bro. It's loads of people.
No, you can't.
You can't. But if you now start going into the details where the amount, the volume of impact, then yes. One person was the bigger star, the other person is not as big as the other star. But to say you cannot put
Michael
in that God
is not a star.
But it's not a God.
Michael Jackson is not a star. He's a factor.
You see where Kelly they take pass now? The bracket of selling out an arena.
You got me. No.
Because you asked for bracket. Now you tell me now. Say name one bracket. I name you one bracket now.
No, guy. Michael Jackson at that time. Shit. Yeah. We are received by presidents, bruv.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Burna.
Burna being received, but Burna went to flipping St. Kitts and stuff. But president were coming out, Barbados, everybody match up.
This guy was going to North Korea, bro.
Yeah. Right,
president and everything, bro. Russia, bro.
That was the rave. That's the rave of the time. Not right now.
Not everybody was doing it.
You're telling me St. Kitts is the rave.
Tell me one album. But I see we're just having fun, bro. Tell me one thing. Tell me one album where Burna don't drop. Yeah. That is a thriller.
Bob, you can now.
Tell me one album where he don't drop that is off the wall.
In terms of selling out or in terms of the same numbers.
Music, bro.
Come on, bam. He's Burna's best album. There's argument to say which is his best album, but his best album can go as his thriller. See, bam. That's the thriller there.
When you Google
which was my best album,
when you Google the most sold album of all time, guess what album it is?
Mm-hmm.
No, guess.
Okay, I don't know. Tell me.
That is Thriller.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Of all time.
Do you know how many copies it sold?
All humanity.
They're still selling. Yeah.
And they're still selling.
Yeah.
Guy, all humanity, bro.
It's selling.
Oh, you went to the buyer.
Guy, all humanity, bro. This one is not Afrobeat. This is all humanity for Earth. You get me? Would I? Would I? They tell me what I want.
No, no.
Even Bada Boy himself could do this once in a last.
Yeah, no. See, my own qualms with this kind of conversation is to say he can't have in the same bracket.
Just listen. So Burna Boy's most sold album, right? Sold 126,000 copies, right? Thriller sold over 66 million copies.
Mm. At that time, oh.
This is everything now. What do you mean?
Up until today.
Yeah, it's up
until. And that's the most sold album of all time. 66
How many people could afford 66?
And Burna Boy's African Giant remains his biggest seller with 126,000 sales.
Guy, beggo.
See, do the maths.
It's blasphemy, bro.
When you do the maths, you have to do the maths and you do the context as well.
Yeah, bro.
What the exact context?
This is why you don't put Burna Boy in the same context as MJ.
No.
It's as simple as that.
You do, but there's context.
And we're even talking about today where there's so many streaming platforms. There's this, there's that, there's that.
My own thing is, see the way I look at it.
People should stop this, bro. You can put all the Afrobeat artists together, bro. They are not touching MJ. Put all of them together. They are not even touching MG.
Yes. In terms of, okay.
In terms of everything.
Okay, fine. Yes.
Bro, if you like, let all the Davido, Wizkid, Burna Boy, Asake, make they do concerts.
Yeah.
Or make they do album together. That album is not going to sell more than my MG's most sold album.
Yeah, I mean, we can agree with that. But then I can say if you put MJ concert now with, obviously he can't be there to perform, so it's not fair. But MJ party and an Afrobeat party, I'll go to an Afrobeat party.
That's, why I keep saying you're talking for yourself.
You could say that.
Because you're talking for yourself.
It's true. No, but not true now. If you want to come
because
like that,
you didn't talk for yourself now, you're talking for yourself. You didn't talk for yourself. It's as simple as that.
So
I respect that. That's
so
you.
If
Burna Boy is bigger than MG.
No, that's not what I said.
Or you pick his concert over MG.
That's not what I said. I'm saying if there's 20,000 of us that can fill an O2 room, then you cannot say somebody like that. Now, this is not just too exclusive to Bobo now. Mm. If there's 20,000 fans that feel this like I feel now, and they're able to spend their hard-earned money, go to a show, go there. You cannot now say that man, you cannot mention in the same bracket. For which team?
I can now say there's a million. I can now say there's a million fans out there that will be saying this for MJ.
You can say that.
Yeah.
But what you cannot say is don't put them in the same bracket. Why not?
Because he's not touching the achievements MJ has achieved.
Hold on. Can you put Rema and NJ in the same?
You don't start. No, but I'm happy you get my point. My point is,
I cannot comprehend your point.
I don't get what you're saying,
so I'm not even going to allow you to talk.
The pressure's out there. I'm sure you don't get my point.
Yeah, you get what I'm trying to say. Of late, you came up with, Wizkid is in the same caliber as Mbappe when it comes to MJ.
For the Wizkid one, if I say, but I'm not going, but don't do that. No, if it was like a Messi, they'll be like, don't do that. Mbappe, I'm not going, don't do that. But then, now don't clear me, say, boom, he's actually richer. I'm like, fine, I know now.
Hold on, so you need us to I'm telling you that?
I think I did. I think I did. And then to this one now, I can mention them in the same bracket, but I'll always refer to the MJ as the bigger star. Always, but I'll never deny that. But I'm an MJ fan, bro.
Bro, MJ is larger than life, bro.
Exactly. MJ is life itself, but then again, I wouldn't disregard my boy's impact as well and call it because they know this one. Nah, the same bracket.
No. When we are not disregarding his impact. We're just saying when it comes to this guy, let's just...
Yeah, but that's what it leads to, though. Because if you go online and people, they go, when they start dragging, it's like, yeah, you who did this one, small thing. Like Kojo just said, you combine everybody together, it's not touching. Yeah, it's not going to touch, maybe. But that don't mean we cannot mention both of them together, bro. Like, we're waiting. Are you selling the AJ, the MJ do a show in space where nobody go?
He almost did.
Well, if he had done, then people like, don't, no bracket. But he's still doing show in the air.
He made people collapse.
I don't see anyone trying to dress like Burna Boy. I don't see anyone trying to talk like Burna Boy.
I don't see anyone trying to imitate Burna Boy like they were.
You will be.
MJ, you go feel what you'll be walking on the street. You see someone wearing those gloves. They're wearing those shoes.
Bro, that iconic gloves, bro, MJ, white socks and everything.
MJ made people bleach themselves to look like him.
Yeah.
Dude, Jericho hair, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what his music. That's what his music gets to the world.
Yo, bro. You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
bro, do that again.
We were screaming that. No, he's a bigger star. But to that line, we say, but there's a gang of people who are grown on Burna Boy and actually coming out, they've been inspired by him. Not just Burna, Whiskey, Davido's. Yeah.
No, of course.
That's impact right there. So
every artist has got their solid.
For that reason, as a creative, we mentioned them the same bracket, bruv.
Okay.
Let's move on. He's got a point.
And then we've got, like you always say,
there's level. We get MJ status. Oh, yeah. But not to say, no, compare waiting. Were you performing in space? Nah.
No, but he's regarded as the best
basically
artist of all time.
Basically, what you're saying is that any boxer out here, yeah, can be compared to like the Muhammad Ali's and the Tyson's.
Not any.
That's my point.
No, not any. But Burna, the likes of Burna Davido,
that's what you're saying.
But nah, that's not your
okay,
any.
Call me. Let's say, EL, this artist from Ghana.
Yeah.
He's got his core fans.
Mm-hmm.
That will also jump into this argument and say to them, he's made more of an impact than MJ has made an impact to them.
Coming from what he's trying to say, I'm trying to give an example of the reasoning Kelly's trying to make here.
Every single artist gets somebody where you go talk, say, yo, to me, that's the best artist. Yeah. That's the best artist of all time. But then again, you can't keep doing that.
The EL that you mentioned now, yeah. Would you say respectfully, like we fuck with EL, of course, but would you say EL is number one for Ghana music industry? Would you say EL number one?
Bro, some people wouldn't say Burna Boy is number one in the Nigerian music industry.
But one to three, Burna good.
Yeah, one to three is no one.
This is
but, in, no. A, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a,
to somebody,
in a culture.
Bro, to, it don't matter. To somebody,
it does matter.
To somebody, Odumodu Black is number one in Niger. From the context you're looking at it from.
It's not. We know.
No. We don't. The same way we know. It's the same way we know. Burna Boy is not touching MJ. We know. We too.
No. I was this MJ guy. You know?
No, bro. It's not about I'm the MJ guy. Kelly's trying to find a way.
Kelly's on a meander.
I like to always show the.
But you see the same way you said we know. We know in Nigeria. Is it the same way in the whole world we know. It's MJ.
No, yeah, we know it's MJ.
It's as simple
but
as that.
Again, but then again, I'm not disputing the fact that we don't know. We know, I know. MJ is the bigger star. But what I disagree is when I mention MJ and Burna, you say, no, don't even bring him there.
Because you shouldn't.
I'll bring him there.
It's the same way when I mentioned EL. You said,
Then I now play the kid. That's why I'm asking. I don't know. I want to learn. Is EL one of the best?
You don't want to learn.
You don't want to learn.
My brother, I know you well enough to know that you don't want to learn.
Let's move on and close this shit, bro.
Both of them are stars in their own
right. Yeah, man.
We know who the bigger star is.
This is just jokes, man. Make it enjoy, man. Leave your comments in the comment section.
Definitely.
Make sure.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, fuck you. Fam, if you don't know Kelly, yeah, Kelly was trying to wind you up, bro.
I know, of course I know. I know. When I brought an Eoko, I know where he was going to try and go.
Kelly was trying to wind you up. I look at her, I don't laugh. You don't know Kelly, yeah. Kelly was trying to wind you up.
But not true now.
Fucking hell, bro. But you know what? You said something right now, yeah. If all these artists come together and everything, yeah.
Mm.
Because as you were just saying it, I saw Skepta's post.
What's Skepta saying?
Big Smoke.
Yeah, we're just going to touch on this before we call you a day, bruv.
Man like Skepta, what's he saying?
Skepta said, he said, right, joke apart, we have seen within all the FCD to Wiz, Burna, and David Equilibrium. Me and Odumodu no agree. I said inseparable. And then he gave the together finger.
Mm.
Right? So I saw that. I was like, damn. I was like, bro, did we miss a moment, bruv?
In
our culture, yeah. It's crazy that we will never, okay, I wouldn't say never because at the end of the day, you can't say never, yeah. But it's so crazy that we have Wizkid, Burna, Davido. Yeah? And it looks like we will never see a tour of these three guys together.
Together, I know. Yeah.
Are we missing a moment?
I mean, it's a crazy. Tour.
At least a tour.
Mm.
Or it's, at least, right, see the three of them, yeah, be in a good space. Now, I don't know if they are or not. Right, but the three of them be in a good space and everything where they're probably collaborating with each other. Right now, yes, we've seen because people will be quick to say, oh, but we've seen Wizkid and Burna Boy. Yes, with the Ballon d'Or song and everything. Mm. What I'm talking about having these three people on the same tune and everything, or the three of them supporting each other and everything, and at some point do a tour. I mean, we're about to see Drake and J. Cole do a tour.
We just saw
Drake and J. Cole in the same song and everything. You know what I mean? Like, imagine the impact
I feel like
that will bring to the culture, bro.
A tour would have been very, very impactful. If it's still going to happen, it will be very impactful. A tour.
Okay. Well, would it make sense?
Bro, it will make an impact. I don't know about making sense. Sometimes it doesn't need to make sense to make an impact.
I think it will make sense, bro.
I'm sure it would.
In their peak.
Bro, even now, if they do them now, they are still in their peak. If they do them now,
so
because if you say if it makes sense, that's to say now I hear you say we missed the ball, which we don't. Yeah, you're not sure. Obviously, you're asking a question, but I'm saying the way it is now, has it not benefited them though?
Individually,
it has to some extent.
Okay, to some extent, but when you look at the, first of all, if you look at the money business-wise that the three of them can generate
together,
yes,
bro. If
you think that money is still there if they come together,
bro, if they go on tour right now,
if they go on tour, bro, let's say a world tour,
they are eating, bro. They are eating. If they go on a world tour right now, Europe, America, bro, they are eating.
Burna, Wizkid, Davido on the same stage.
Bro, this is a combination of fans from all angles.
See this
bro,
way.
Come on.
See this way. There are people, yeah, there are Wizkid fans, hardcore fanatics, yeah, that would never go to a Burna Boy concert. There are people that are Burna Boy's fanatics that will never go to a Wizkid concert.
Yep.
Or go to a Davido concert. You get what I mean? But when you have these three people coming together, and they probably before the tour have dropped maybe some music here and there, maybe some sort of EP or whatever. Bangers, heat. Bro, what are you talking about?
And you think the people, they will show up?
Yes.
No, they will show up.
They will show up.
Bro, that would be a together moment.
I honestly think they are missing a major bag together. I honestly think that we are missing a moment together. And I think sometime in the future, if that doesn't happen, everybody will look back and be like, you know what, we fucked up.
That is going to happen. You know, there's certain things where if you dragged it too long, it wouldn't, that's why I asked, is it going to make sense? It wouldn't make sense to now do it now when you've actually gained, because I think they've gained from the way it is now.
Individually.
No,
yes.
Of course they've
this
gained.
This individualistic approach, they have gained.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, you hear that phrase where they say, you know, we are strong when we stand alone, but we are a force when we are together, right? I think that's a situation. You know, I don't understand why, and this is not just an African thing, because the same situation happens in hip-hop as well, you know, even in podcasts, you know, you're having
collabos,
collabos and everything.
It doesn't happen.
You know, people coming together to collabo. You get what I'm saying? And I think, I don't know if it's purposely done this way, just to maybe, you know, do the hierarchy thing of who is the best and who is the this and this and that and that. You know what I mean? So we don't know if it's purposely done this divide and conquer type thing.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? But I always look at it that why is it, that when the money started coming into the culture and we have foreign investors and everything, why is it at that time that people start to fucking beef?
Because, you know, bro, you know beef sells. You know the competition sells as well.
Mm.
Without these two, without competition, without beef, bro, they might not be selling as much. You get what I'm trying to say? People want to see them compete. Okay, this one drop album, this one drop song.
Their fan base is wanting to go and purchase.
They
want to
see. Okay, let's see. Burna Boy is also about to drop one. Let's see what his is like. Like that, it makes that competition there. It makes that people look forward to hearing it because they want to compare.
I kind of agree and disagree with you. I agree in the bit where that's what the situation is, but I disagree to say it shouldn't be like that.
Like, of people course, can still go like check that.
People can still, without the whole comparing or beef, people, these guys will still sell. They are that good. Where without, you see, without all this beefing thing, the people will still
You don't think the beef throws a bigger limelight on them? I feel like it does.
Beef
sells.
Beef sells. Let's not act like beef doesn't sell.
It brings in more fans. It brings in more conversation. It brings
the competition
in,
and everything.
People start hearing about you and then, oh, you know the artist that's beefing this one. Let me go check him out. Bro, they catch fire. Beef, they catch fire now. And that fire, they spread.
Yeah, but this, that one, it's not like a beef thing where there's a beef. This is long run, different camps where different camps don't fuck with each other. So it's still
a form of beef.
And they intentionally, bro, they are not going to come out and say, I'm beefing. But then they do one or two things. Bro, they sometimes say one or two little things in their songs, which if you listen, you know this is targeting somebody else.
And I think that is heavily, and that's why we're going to get to this Skepta comment that I think that's heavily influenced by the FCs. Mm. I think that's what my man is trying to say, saying...
Okay, though, what do you mean by the FCs?
The fans, isn't it?
Okay, by FC. The fans, yeah.
Well, the FCs, they're the ones making it feel like these guys cannot do stuff together.
Not just strictly Wizkid FC, though, no?
No, the FCs,
fans
everybody.
FCs,
we just use it. I use the term for everyone. Yeah, but FCs, normally Wizkid FC. But FC, I mean, all the fan bases.
All the fan bases.
All their camps. I think that's what Skepta is trying to shed a light on, where he's not going to let you lot decide for us how we go move. Because I think... I don't know if I'm correct, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think these guys now, they've let the fan decide how they roll.
Yes.
To say, because say my fan, they fuck with this up, make I know, because it might be bad for business. Yes. Let me know. Yeah, yes.
Do you think so?
Yes, I think so.
I think
if they were not for it, they should come out and say, nah, we don't stand for this. I think they should do that. You know what I mean?
I don't think
when
the decision
you keep quiet,
has been...
No, when you keep quiet, not you, when they keep quiet, right? And clearly they see their fans moving mad on socials, them keeping quiet is a sign of them...
Yeah, but that tells me...
agreeing to the bullshit.
Exactly, that tells me they are agreeing to it. It's not their
which
fans
is
deciding.
What,
I feel like they enjoy that, right?
No, which is what Kelly is saying, that the fans, are kind of detect because they don't want to lose the fan base. You go, I mean, they don't want to come across like they're betraying the fans.
Bro,
they're people that love them.
No. They are not going to lose. They know they are not going to lose their fans. Come on.
So why would to your
bro,
point now, if I know I'm not going to lose my fans, then I should...
How many times did we not hear beef between Burna Boy and Wizkid for a while? Yes, though, they jumped. How many songs have they got together? Like two or three?
Yeah, but
correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, but this is the thing.
Did they lose fans for doing that? No, yeah, they didn't.
So why are they not doing it more then? If they're not going to
lose
fans?
Because maybe there's a personal issue between them. It's not the fans that is burning the fire. Maybe they get personal issues between the two of them individually.
I think the FC, they stoked it.
I don't think it's the... I don't think the fans, they sway their decision. The I don't think so.
So you think it's the fans, you think it's the artists themselves?
I think it's the artists themselves and maybe they are... Yeah, come like as in their production comes or what? I don't think it's got to the. To
I think the truth like is somewhere in the middle. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle because even Rema, I believe it was an interview that he did with was it Hot 97 and everything, where he was talking about yo, some of these artists see their fans moving mad and everything, and they just keep quiet and act like their fans are not moving mad. He even said, yo, some of these artists need to come out and say, nah, you know, this is unacceptable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially when you see your fans, yeah, in someone else's comments, right? Going crazy on them and everything, bro. It's up to you to say, hey. But the thing is, because they don't want to come across like, you know, they are betraying their fan base.
No, I wouldn't expect them to even do that.
Some owners is on the fans, some owners is on the artists, which I said is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. No, I think the fans, they're letting them decide where the market go. Because that's clearly what Skepta is saying. Because I don't see why these three have not come together. Okay, maybe it's not made business sense who will collect the major share, whatever, but there's somehow they can work it out. So the only reason is it would be they don't feel like they can get everybody in the room.
And again, the ego today, like, why should I know I can do this on my own.
Yeah, that's true.
Why should I go and do it with these two? And then I want to do it on my own, set that record, set that mark on the records. I did it. I don't want to go. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. That's all an ego thing too.
When you know you can do it on your own, why join forces?
True. No, but it's true though. If I'm going to do it on my own, it would have to be like outrageous benefit for me to collaborate with them. Yeah, if I can do it myself,
because they are doing it, bro. Burner Boy, they tour constant, and he's doing it. He's outselling. Davido has been touring as well. He's doing it. He's outselling. So why should I? You get what I'm trying? I get it. For the culture, it will be amazing. It will be monumental. It will be mind blowing.
And for themselves as well.
And for themselves, but for themselves, they feel like they can do it on their own. So
there's no point. But they've missed the ball that it can't happen. I don't think it's gonna happen. Like you see them old, I call them old cats, but you see them Burna Boy set them. Because they're old cats, new cats now that they're Rema. It's now left for them Rema, the Ashake is now to now
change the course.
Change that, be like, nah, we need to start doing shit together, you know? I think they've missed the ball. Now that's why if they do it now, you know, go sell, bruv. I don't think they can get the whole camps in a room.
It'll probably be a thing where they'll wait when
they go figure everybody in the one
when their
room.
Peak is gone. You know them. You know some artists do it when their time is gone, and then they'll just do it. Come together, do some concert, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know them ones. Yeah,
yeah. It's a bit of a sad situation though, when you actually think about it, because I honestly think, you know, that we are missing the mark, a moment in the culture. But that's just me.
Yeah, no, definitely. But is it plausible? I don't think so. Next gen, definitely they have to. Because you see, like you mentioned the Rema's interview, they're pushing for it. You can tell they want change the course where I think it's bigger together kind of movement.
Yeah, but the thing is, what usually happens is you now see one of them artists now get into a space where he feels like he has separated himself from the bunch. He's the new big guy right now. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to name names, but you can see a couple people moving like that. You get what I'm saying? You can see a couple... I'm talking about the new guys.
Yeah.
You can see a couple of them moving like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
not going to name most them. Most of the time, there's a reason though.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then it morphs into this.
Yeah, well, true. True.
You get what I mean? And then it morphs into this. True. You get what I'm saying? We can see... I can see at least two people moving like that already.
Yeah, I know are they moving
a bit iffy, or is just because they're generating too many successes? It's like that success in itself,
I think,
is
that's what it is,
separating them from the rest.
I feel with the success, they feel like
it's not that they're moving iffy. It's about the success that they are getting now has separated them from the rest.
Which is natural.
Yeah, and then basically with that, they're like thinking, you know what, I can't just do music with anyone here because I am that.
Dude. Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm a step ahead because I've been able to achieve this. I've been able to achieve that. I've been able to cut into this demography. Like, so to him, bro, and on paper,
you know, I can.
So,
well, you can't fault man for that though.
No, but that's what I'm saying, and that's how we get this.
Well, true. That's the point.
And that's how we get this, bro. Yeah. Fam, should we call it a day?
Yeah, man.
We've actually hit the 2 hour mark, bro.
No way.
Yeah. Crazy how time flies, isn't it?
It does fly.
Yeah, bro, it's been a good one though. It's been a very good one, bro.
It was nice to have my brother with us today.
You get me?
All them beef talk, man. it's all joke. We know it's all joke, but some of you not take it serious.
Some of you not take it serious, bro. I see the comments on there, I just laugh, bro. You know what I'm saying? I see the comments, I just laugh at everything, man.
Some people will tell you like they were there when the beef was happening.
Like I said, no beef here, just chicken.
Nah, just chicken, bro.
You hear me?
Just vegetables and
chicken biryani.
this guy too like food,
this guy too like Rema biryani. They take enter India.
You get me?
Yeah, man.
You know the team.
Bro, we're coming to the end of the year now, bruv. You know what I'm saying? We're coming to the end of the year. You know, I believe we have a couple interviews, you know, that are gonna come up, you know, before the year shuts down and everything. You know, we have some cool stuff in the works and everything, you know, and then obviously from next year, we are working and discussing about our merch and all that shit.
Yeah, you know? To get them fits out,
you know what I mean? Them new fits and everything, we are working on it, for next year, 2023, you know, some new cool shit, man, you know, some new cool shit, but we really, really thank all our supporters, you know. And everyone that's been reaching out that want to work with us, we thank you as well. Trust me, it's going to happen. You know, I believe 2024 is going to be a big year for us, a better year for us. You know what I'm saying? We are working towards that. More content, obviously, more exciting content and everything, you know. So salute to you guys for real, man. You know?
2024 though, but we still got a bit to get there though. Before we get there, we'll still give you the usual.
Yeah.
You see me?
Yeah.
The usual.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And also, maybe on our last episode for the year, you know, we are going to do some type of a wrap up, innit? You know, highlights of the year, you know.
Take them back.
Yeah, the music of the year. The moments in the year, I think it's something that we need really need to sit down and just structure and all that, you know, and give them, you know, all them key moments of the year and everything. We are definitely working on that. And then obviously, you know, we might end up popping some champagne, you got me?
Yeah, very, very necessary.
Some champagne, you got me? You know what I'm saying? Just wrap up the year, man.
Yeah.
For real. You get
that's
me?
So.
Yeah, bro. But listen, should we call you a day, yeah?
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah, fam.
Appreciate listen, you guys.
If you've not subscribed yet, go subscribe, man. You got me? It's your boy, Toby.
It's Kojo.
Kojo, man. You got me?
Bro.
And also follow us on social medias as well, bro. For real.
Do the socials and connect.
Yeah, bro.
They
should do that.
Why sleepers, yeah?
Yeah, sleepers, bro. Who you going with, huh?
But I just set it up. Let's set it
perfect
up.
Perfect combo. Slim waist, five face, well, bumper.
Perfect
combo.
Yeah.
No, that's a
the wine waist. Yo, I'm. Let me kick it off. No,
kick it off. I'll let you kick it off.
I'm taking it by force.
Yeah.
Perfect combo by Kim Promise.
Yeah.
Baby, last night with a big bumper. She said she had a man, but she still gave me that number. Be like she know, say I demand weakness for the biggie bumper, you know. For the biggie bumper, you know. So what about the vibe? Is she just nice? Tell me what she like. Is she got a man? Did she think twice? Is the face fine? Say the face fine.
fine, yeah, she fine, of course. She did talk much and I'm quiet, of course. Perfect combi. She did do me things and I can't deny.
Perfect combi. Slim waves, bumper. My face, perfect combi. She did wine ways. She don't look anybody face. Perfect combi. Slim waves, bumper. My face, perfect combi. She did wine ways. She don't look anybody face. Perfect combi.
Maybe I could move, anything you didn't want, want, want. Now, baby, I'm a top, 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 my mother.
Girl, I'm knocking at your front door. Tryna give you everything I'm on. If there's anything you need, just call.
Girl, this touch you got go sweet, oh. Make a man want this time for real, oh. Make a know what's up, what's the deal, oh. All you want, what's up?
So, what about a vibe? She just nice. Me what she like, she got a mind. She think twice. Is the face fine?
Say the face fine, yeah, she fine, of course. She did talk much and I'm quiet, of course. Perfect combi. She did do me things and I can't deny.
Perfect combi. Slim waist, bumper. My face, perfect combi. She did wine waist. She don't look anybody. Perfect combi. Slim waist, bumper. My face perfect combi, yo. She did my way. She don't look anybody. Face perfect combi, yo. Slim waist, bumper. My face perfect combi, yo. She did my way. She don't look anybody. Face perfect combi, yo. Slim waist, bumper. My face perfect combi, yo. She did my way. She don't look anybody. Face perfect combi, yo.
Yes, sir. That's a good one. That's a good one. Tell us, who are you going with?
Bob, I'm going with the man of the moment, bro. Water season. Odumo Odu Black. Featuring Blacko, bro.
Yes, sir.
Water season.
Let's see. This be my victim. Whip one, whip two, rip two. Kalana the ink thing. I go swing along.
Chui.
Be the man for the wind thing.
Chui.
Drive by Wujo. Drinking moto seasoning.
Oya ho.
I'm a boss. Oya ho.
Yeah. Listen up.
I define 1K, we go give me heavy dose. Play me tiki taka, we run the monkey pose. I give a yakata. I could more give a mabara. Oh yeah, walai. You do this tanky leg. I shoot, you die. You turn to cadaver. You scared, you tight. I'm a white pump. I drink, aha. Who you be? I'm on a me be the guy. But this be my big team. Whip one, whip two. Rip you, Galana the in thing. I go swing along. Be the man for the win win.
Ready for the win win.
Drive by Hujo. Drinking.
What the seasoning? Come on, Blacko.
Tear them down into pieces.
Eh?
What you figure this beast?
What you figure this
beast? Follow me talking or gibberish. Cause why never listen? My wingman say pimping. Till one line we are ticking. Every little thing on that wish list. Talk to your baby, your love, your distant. Now you sign a summer, but you go talk, it's a baby, but it's a
summer.
What cause any trouble in the world? Chocolatey girl from Guyana.
Hey, Guyana people.
Chocolatey girl.
I see one time I'm in.
You hear that part? Yeah. Listen, this song is everything, bro. Nah. Put up.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
come on. The collab I've been waiting for.
Yeah, you finished record this one still.
The collab I've been waiting for, bro.
Yeah, nice one, bro. Nice one. Fam, last but not the least, bro. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Queen Maddie, bro. Vision.
Okay, Maddie's been making a lot of noise, actually. Yeah, big up.
Big up. Oh, what?
Come on, selector.
There you go, bro. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Bring money.
Vision. Let's go.
Was on my bass, I'm counting. Was on my bass, I'm counting. But who just showed up then? Priorities were bombed in. Might as well find my emotion. Might as well find my emotion. Oh no. Before you come, you got my vision to blur. No, no. Be like I fuck everything I go to. Got me feeling lost, got me feeling lost. Oh, before you come, you got my vision to blur. Distracting, telling me that it's not gotta put myself as the ceiling. I know I lose God. No one follow you, go forgetting my path. Steady thinking about how you be one chance. Cause I'm spotting the system, maybe red flag. No, boy, you come, you got my vision to blur. No, no, be like I forget everything I go. Blur, no, no, be like I forget everything I call.